cheer went up from the crews of the three logboats as Sam Kim climbed down from the shoulders of Alfo and Arula. The young mole patted Sam Kim's back furiously.
You're a right good shouter, Sam Kim. They murdy. Look it, they are coming. What think ye, Alfo, sir?
Alfo shook Sam Kim heartily by the paw.
Best gowsome call I've ever heard in me whole life. We'll make a boat shrew of you yet, young squirrel.
There was a moment's pause as the five log boats met on the wide lake waters. Logalog stood in the prow of his boat, displaying the blackstone strung about his neck. All the five crews bowed low in acknowledgement of the Logalog of all the gowsome. Then happy shouting broke out.
It's Alfo's colony from the hill bank.
Eh, no, though, you young grip. How's your paddle?
Cousin Twin, you fat old rascal, give me your paw.
Bowley! Aye, Bowley! Are you still poisoning the lads with your cooking?
Horburn, how are the twins? Still growing?
I'll see the arch of gut, and they're the image of your sister, fat and idle.
Backslapping and paw shaking went on apace as the shrews were reunited with old friends from the great South Stream. Sam Kim was lost for words. He could only stand and stare at the handsomely marked young female badger holding the sword of Martin the Warrior in her paws. Stepping over the side of the boat, he never once took his eyes from hers as he spoke.
I am Sam Kim of Redwall Abbey.
I am Mara of Salamandastron.
They stood staring at one another until Sam Kim found himself speaking again. This time the words sprang unbidden to his lips. He felt as though he was back in Redwall, standing before the tapestry picture. Images golden with motes of the dust of time floated through his mind like brown leaves drifting over an autumn evening meadow. Thrug the otter, dressed as a badger guardian at the name day feast. The big empty chair in Great Hall, where once sat Abbey badgers.
The sword you are holding belongs to Redwall Abbey. It was once the sword of Martin the Warrior, and it was his face you saw in the blade.
Sam Kim shivered and placed a paw across his mouth, not knowing why he had spoken such words. He felt slightly foolish as he looked into the badger's dark brown eyes. Mara was mystified, but she did not question the young squirrel. A sense of calm and quiet happiness stole over her as she placed the beautiful sword into his paws.
May your sword travel safely back to its abbey, Sam Kim of Redwall.